Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Meaningful Conversations, the radio show powered by RD Solutions Marketing Firm. I am your host, Erica Harrison, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to tune into tonight's broadcast. These conversations are always meant to uplift, empower, motivate, and encourage you to go from potential to purpose. For each show, we interview business professionals in various industries to share their journey to success. Our mission is to empower world leaders and business professionals in the marketplace. Today, I have the opportunity to interview Crystal B. Hoyt as we discuss how nonprofits help foster healthy communities. Make sure you like, comment, and share tonight's show. I know that this will definitely be an eye-opener for you as we discuss this particular topic. Make sure you like, comment, and share tonight's show. The chat box function is always available for anyone to use to ask any questions or to make any comments. Crystal B. Hoyt is an author, a speaker, and the CEO of the Oxen Group, a conglomerate of lifestyle business services, which also includes Purpose and Pearls, Women in Business Network, a nonprofit association in which she is the founder and the executive purpose leader, the CHB World Travel Agency, All Pearls Everything Jewelry Online Boutique, Girlfriend Just Ask Lifestyle Transformation Consultant Agency, LLC, and PPWBN Association have a united mission to help individuals live the best version of themselves. She helps to dedicate her career to helping women own a voice as well as improve on their self-image, self-esteem, and self-actualization. Guys, I am so excited to have her on the show on tonight. This we actually just finished a summit that I was a speaker at, her first annual Propel Summit, and this was under one of her many businesses that she operates in, that she runs, the Purpose and Pearls Women in Business Network, which is her nonprofit. But I'm not going to give away too much information on tonight because I don't want to spoil the interview and what we'll be talking about. So make sure, again, you like, comment, and share tonight's show. And know that this is definitely going to be a show that you want to share with your family, with your friends. And also remember that every episode that we do, that you will be able to view it on Apple Podcasts. So usually the show on Apple Podcasts will air tomorrow, quite early in the morning or later on this evening. So make sure if you have an iPhone and you listen to podcasts, go to Meaningful Conversations and you'll see my picture there, Meaningful Conversations powered by RD Solutions radio talk show. And you'll be able to go ahead and listen to all the episodes that we have done thus far. We're waiting on Miss Crystal to call in, and when she calls in, we'll go ahead and get this started. I am so excited. We'll be releasing next week the lineup for the month of November. In December, we won't be having any interviews, guys, and I just want to let you all know that next month, we'll be going ahead, well, the end of this week, we'll go ahead and release the interviews for the month of November. Miss Crystal has called in, so we're about to go ahead and get started.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Meaningful Conversations. How are you?
I'm doing well today. It's Friday.
Friday. I am so excited. I know you are as well.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yes, well, I just want to say I'm so excited to have you on tonight. I know we have been in communications to go ahead and schedule this interview, and we finally got around to doing it. And tonight we just wanted to talk and learn more about you, who you are. Before you called in, we went over your bio and all the things that you do. But before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself, Miss Crystal, outside of everything that you do, because you're a busy woman. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I would first say that I am a wife and a mother of four. All of my children are grown, and they live throughout the United States. My husband is a retired Navy chief. And so that's a little bit about who I am from a personal aspect. But I also work in the information technology field for my career. I am a systems analyst for a healthcare company, in addition to all the other things that the audience may have heard about. I am definitely a servant. I am a woman of servanthood. So I am belong to a military sorority, Alpha Lambda Psi military sorority. We are the first ladies of service. So we do a lot of community service there. I also participate as a mentor with Girls Incorporated of Tarrant County here in the state of Texas. So I do give a lot when it comes to servanthood. That's a little bit just, you know, about me on a high level. I'm a person who is very meticulous in things that I do and the things that I put out to individuals. And my number one purpose is to ensure that people can live their best life through some of the lifestyle businesses that I have and services that my businesses offer.
Wow, you worded that so classy, so professional, and I like how you hit on a variety of things, but you didn't give all tea. There's still some things that you all don't know, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying I like how you worded that, and you hit on key points. So with everything that you do, you know, you having different roles, being multidimensional, I know we're going to talk about and purpose and pearls and understanding the importance of nonprofits and what they bring to the community. But growing up, would you have ever imagined your life being the way that it is today?
That is a resounding no. Absolutely not. From two perspectives.
And tell us why you say no.
Well, I am a transplant to the great state of Texas from Arkansas. So had I not had the courage to move here and kind of leave, I come from a very large family, I'll start there, with a lot of support. So had I chose not to leave that support system and kind of venture out into my own in the world, I don't think that my journey would be what it has been today.
Wow.
Just because I would have just done the regular routine life thing, get a job, raise children, hang out with family, take a few trips here and there. So I think that taking that faith walk and stepping out into a state that was unknown to me alone by myself put me on the path that I was destined to be on. And so that's
Wow.
why I say, no, I will never imagine my life to be what it is today.
That's amazing. There are so many people, and I'm pretty sure you come across certain individuals that are afraid to leave what's normal to them. And a lot of people tend to have the tendency of staying complacent. And when you talked about leaving what you were familiar with, family, friends, you know, the place that you grew up at, and leaving by yourself and going to a whole different state, tell me, what did that do for you, leaving what was familiar for you now that you look back? What did it do for you?
Well, I would like to say that it made me stronger, but in order to do that, I was already strong. But it, for me, it solidified my capability in knowing that I could do it on my own, and it failure was not an option. Going back home, even though the doors were open, and my family would have came and picked me up themselves personally, because that's how loving they are. But failure and turning back and going home, that was not an option. There were many times I thought about it, many times that circumstances and situations would have called me. However, I really relied on my faith. It caused me to really get back into the steps of prayer and trusting and what God was doing. So for me, I think it really cultivated my spirit life and the journey that I would take when it came to my faith.
Oh, that's so good. That's so amazing. So fast forwarding to life presently, and you are holding various roles, not only in the corporate world, but also running multiple businesses, as you stated, a conglomerate, an author, you know, a part of, of sorority, just a lot of things that you do. A lot of people aspire to walk in these type of positions. Tell us, because our listeners are inspiring world leaders, and some of them might currently be leaders right now, but tell us, how do you balance these moving parts in your life?
Well, number one, I have a voice that stays in my head, and it's my better half who always tell me to finish what I start and make sure I can call it done, right? But in that, I have to balance the I always have ideas in my head. So how I balance the energy of putting everything toward all of these multiple initiatives is I don't do nothing. I sit on the couch, watch TV, order me some food, and binge on Netflix. I mind them. That's how I balance it. That's how I stay sane. I mind them. Okay? I get into, people would say Netflix and chill, but no, I chill for real. And that means that I'm not doing anything. Because I know that when I go hard, I'm going to go hard, right? I'm going to spend the nights in my office. I'm going to be on the computer. Now, my mind is not completely shut down, because I am thinking about the fact that when I go back into that mode, I'm going to have to be really busy, and there's things that I need to take care of. And, but unless it is absolutely necessary and imperative, when I am in the zone of that mind dump, in that chill phase, I'm not touching it. I'm not doing it. Absolutely nothing. And that's how
I know this.
That's how it can be like, wow, that's so simple. You know what I mean? There's no nothing that you read or nothing that, no, I go into a mind dump and just absolutely take everything other than what I'm watching on TV into account. That's it.
I know that's right. I agree with you on that. Listen, I it's been a minute, but when I say a minute, not that I haven't did it, but I had to really tell myself, Erica, you have to do the practical things like turning off your phone, pinning it away from you, turning off those emails, and tending to your personal life. You know, I think it's easy to mix the two together. You just get so consumed with the business aspect, because it does play a huge role, you know, in both of our lives. that mm-hmm. if we don't set these boundaries in place, you know, we'll just be, you know, 25-8, you know, just mm-hmm. in business
right.
mode.
Yeah, yes, that is so true. And that doesn't mean that the ideas won't come or, you know, things, but I have, like, several notepads and journals because being an author of a journal creation, I do keep my own goal-setting planners and things like that. And I just jot them down. I mean, things come to me in the middle of the night, and I'll jot them down. That's how I cultivated some of the ideas that have been put forth in my business initiatives. But that doesn't always mean I have to run with it or I have to do something about it. So those things, when I'm sitting with the mind dump, some, you know, there are ideas and things that come to me, but I just take a moment and jot it down and close that notebook and put it back in my office.
Yes, that is so good. I love that you talked about that. So let's talk about your nonprofit or organization. Well, we don't call necessarily an organization, but Purpose and Pearls Women in Business Network Nonprofit Association. Tell us how this vision and how this nonprofit association came into fruition.
Well, number one, for my self experience in my journey in figuring out my purpose. And I know that people still struggle with their purpose. So I'm just going to tell you about how the name came to me first and not so much as what I would do with even making it into an organization. The name came to me because of my own journey in defining my purpose and trying to figure out, because passion and purpose are two different things. I had passion about a lot of things, but it wasn't necessarily my purpose in that. Mm. And then Pearls is my birthstone. But what people don't know about Pearl has so much meaning. But pearls are the only gem that comes from a living organism. And your purpose is the only thing that comes from a living God. And so those two things could just, you know, set with me, right? They were meaningful. And I've worn pearls since I was in high school. They used to call me Glamour Girl because I would wear pearls with my sweaters and T-shirts and things like that. But I didn't know the significance of what that would be in my life until I started actually researching. And then once I put the two together and said, okay, pearls are the one gem that comes. And you know, a pearl has to be cultivated by going through beating and over the rocks and sand and all types of things before that oyster, that nature can become a pearl. As we do as human beings, right, in finding our purpose, we are brushed against the sand, we are rolled against the sea and the rocks that lie beneath, right? And so it just all made sense and just came into enlightenment when I thought about the two. So that's how the name came about for the organization. And then I thought about my journey, my purpose journey in becoming a business owner and some of the challenges and the struggles that I had in being a one-woman show. Luckily, I did have some talents and skills and things that allow me to pursue some of the businesses that I have, but that's not the case for everybody. And then I just thought about, you know, from a financial aspect, from a mental aspect, from a support aspect, what would I need and want as a business owner? I want those individuals who are searching to become entrepreneurs or exploring entrepreneurship to have those resources that I didn't necessarily have.
Wow. That was so good that you spoke on that and you touched on what you wanted to give and you broke down the purpose of pearls. And I just learned something because, you know, I always love it when it's meaning behind either a symbol, why people put certain things in place. They work down the meaning. I thank you for taking the time to let us know how that really ties into the mission and why you chose to implement Pearls and name it Pearls and Purpose. That, wow.
Oh, absolutely.
That's definitely right. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Yes, wow. So thus far with the nonprofit organization in full swing, last week we had an amazing time. Tell us about just this past weekend, what took place.
Well, we had our first business summit called Propel Forward. And that summit was really to, number one, allow people who are already on their entrepreneurial journey or have small businesses to get some information and knowledge from a spectacular speaker such as yourself that would drop nuggets for them to take on their business journey and back into their businesses to be able to implement those things. To grow. And so, because that's what we were all about in Purpose and Pearls Association. It's an organization and an association. But the summit was just to allow them to hear from other individuals who are specialists in their area, expertise in certain fields, and be able to ask questions and get knowledge to take forth and propel forward.
Yes, it was really a good time. I enjoyed myself, and I definitely look forward to the next summit that you all have. Tell us, you know, with this year coming to an end and going into next year, what is your vision for Pearls and Purpose next year?
Well, our vision, we have two really major initiatives that I'm really proud that are in the planning and development stage. And one of them would be our marketplace for small business owners who offer products. It's going to be our online mall for our organization, so small business owners have the opportunity to showcase their products on another platform outside of social media. So the traffic that's driven to our website and our audience are able to get those products that they have put their heart and soul into. So I'm really excited about that and allowing people to be able to have another avenue to have consumers buy their products. The second initiative that we have also is going to be our I Am a Business Mentorship, where this is a program where individuals will have to go through certain processes, courses, and mentorship to complete the program. But these are individuals who don't currently have a LLC, who have a home-based business, they have a creation or, you know, a talent or service that they do, but they have not been able to conform to the necessary registration and officialness to become a business. So we will be doing the I Am Mentorship program in order to gift them with the LLC and a website for a year and other tools and resources so they can officially look like a business.
Wow, that is amazing. And tell us why your passion is to see women step into the marketplace and have that, because everybody has the reason why, but I want to hear your reason for wanting to equip women in the area of marketplace.
My reason for wanting to equip women in the marketplace is even though there's a lot of tools and resources out there, it's not accessible to everyone. Everybody doesn't have a connection. Everybody is not on Facebook. Everybody is not on social media. And so there are a lot of amazing women out there who, if they could have someone to be able to give them a foot up would be able to create a legacy for their family. They can send their child to college and be the first one to send someone to college in their family, or they can take the trip that they desire, you know, by themselves or with their kids. They would be able to have some peace in knowing that they're not just a home-based business or a hobby or a hustle, but they have an identity of the talents and the services that they provide. They don't have to be a small business forever. They can become a global brand, and they can also give back and return that to other women. But which I want to do, be able to have women of all walks of life participate in some of our program and services, but I want to make sure that those who are underserved, who can't afford to spend $150 or $300 to become a registered business, the capability of having an identity that goes beyond just being in a hustle.
That was so good. And the reason why I ask that is because, you know, people always want to know why do people do what they do? What is the reason behind it? And just to know that your heart is to give back, you know, reflects compassion, love, and just really wanting to see women be in the best place that they can be and not have any excuses as to why they can't be. So I'm so excited and so grateful to know someone that has the kind of heart to want to help people. And it's not just, I know it's women that we're talking about, but just help people. So I know that you have, with the PPBWN membership, tell us a little bit about how people can learn more about the network and how they can get affiliated and associated with what you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, number one, they can go to either of our websites. We have purposeandpearls.com, and then we also have ppwbn.org, which is our membership portal, where you can find more about membership and some of the events and the membership plans. But either one of them, you can get information. But our purposeandpearl.com website is where I would start. If you have a direct question, you can submit that on either of the websites. There is an area for you to submit your inquiry, and it would come directly to someone on my team. And also, we have our email, which is info@purposeandpearls.com. You can directly email us there if you don't want to go through the website and submit an inquiry about anything that we do, whether it be collaboration, resources that you need, or information on how we can help you.
That is amazing. Guys, make sure that you – I'll make sure to link the website down below so you can go ahead and go to the website, see the offering, see why you want to be a part of this awesome network that is really doing the work, not just saying they are, but actually are doing the work. So with next year, we're going back to next year, with everything that you have going on, what are some things outside of the business that we can look forward to from you? If you are at liberty to share anything, if not, we'll just have to be just continue to watch.
When you say outside the business, outside the association,
anything we can look for from you. Is there anything that you want to release, or is there anything new?
Well, we will be actually having a international network event. So I'm putting that together now, where business owners, like-minded individuals, can come together and have a little bit of a roundtable. It will probably be sort of like a R&R. I don't like to say a retreat, but mm-hmm. it will be where we can go and relax and have some girl time, fun time, but also share some ideas, get to meet people across the globe who are like-minded, who are also on this business journey. And also, I want to mention that a lot of times business owners such as yourself and I, people don't understand what we go through in the background. So we're going to start what we call couch conversations, but it's called BOP. It's called Business Obstacles and Pressures. And so we're going to have that come along so that we can also support from that aspect of letting people, sometimes we just need to vent and then understand that there's we're not alone. There's someone else who may be going through the same thing, and just having those just casual conversations, and we're going to call it BOP Couch Conversations for Business Obstacles and Pressures.
Oh, that is amazing. I'm definitely, my ears went up when you said that in a way of definitely wanting to keep an eye out on the different things that you have taking place and going on. I'm so excited. And I know Miss Crystal has a busy weekend, a busy evening, and she definitely fit us into her schedule and took with, you know, the interview, and I'm so grateful for that. Before we end today's interview, I want you to just talk about really quickly, if you can, why is it important for nonprofits in any sector, you know, how do they help foster healthy communities?
Well, most nonprofits, and as I would share this because I did a lot of research on nonprofits, their primary purpose is to provide for the community that may be disadvantaged, underserved, overlooked. And then being able to do that, they prop up the economic ability of that community to prosper and the people that are in it. And also, not everyone has the ability to be able to financially support a nonprofit, but they allow people to give of their time, those that who want to serve. So having them in the community to allow people to get out of their normal routine, to give back to the world. So nonprofits serve in that capacity as well, and not just what they give, but what they allow other people to give to them who are looking to, you know, I always say we always can take withdrawals from the world, but then at some point you have to actually deposit something to leave it better for the next people who are coming along behind you. And nonprofits are a lot of people's way of depositing a lot of what they've already withdrawn from the world. So.
Wow, that is so good. That was a good explanation. It was precise, to the point, and quick. And it was good that you was able to explain it. And, you know, with the emerging, let's just say a lot of people are starting to go into the nonprofit sector, what are three tips or three things that you would advise people to understand prior to entering into this? Because sometimes we enter into things lightly and we just want to jump on the bandwagon because we see other people doing it. But from you being the founder and the executive for your nonprofit, what are some things that you would tell other people prior to entering into this type of field of work?
I would say, number one, a nonprofit is probably one of the most challenging organizational or business structures to get people, a team, to gather a team. So you may find yourself being multifaceted, but even though you may need a large team to carry out many things or many of the organizational structures, it only takes a talented and committed few. And with that, you can knock down a lot of walls and get a lot of things done. So don't be discouraged when you don't have people that want to give of them time, of their time, because most of the time for nonprofits, until you become a certain statue of a nonprofit, their time is free. They're not paid. Mm-hmm. So that probably is one of the most challenging things, building a team of individuals who are committed to give their time freely and passionately to the task and the things that you want to see a nonprofit go forward in. Number two, one of the things that I've learned just in this short period of time is that it's okay not to implement every idea. It's okay to have one course instead of three. It's okay when you're starting out. Just build up on what you have and learn that scalability is longevity, and you don't have to do everything in the beginning. And so that was number two. And number three is be prayerful. Pray for the right people to come into place. Pray for the right people to be a part of your organization, because a bad seed can grow up weeds, right? So you definitely want to make sure that you plant the right people, and God will send you those individuals. You don't have to look far, and he will let you know that there's a reason that he sent them your way, because it'll be revealed to you.
Wow, that was amazing. I am so grateful that you decided to do this interview on tonight, and I know that our listeners definitely appreciate your time, your wisdom, and your knowledge that you imparted on us tonight. We thank you so much for being a guest on Meaningful Conversations.
Yes, absolutely. And I will tell your audience, even if you don't become a member or anything like that, you know, stay in contact with us on social media. We're on Instagram and we're on Facebook, and we have a Facebook group where we give out information and encouragement and inspiration. So stay connected in that way, even if you decide that, you know, our services or what we offer is not something that you need at this time. Just stay engaged with us, because we have other fun things that we do and that will be coming along in the future.
That is so true. I'm excited for you all and what is to come. I thank you again so much for being a guest tonight, Ms. Crystal, on Meaningful Conversations.
Absolutely, and I look forward to coming back again when maybe
something
different.
Yes,
we do. What I got going on.
Yes, we definitely have to have you back.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I really, really appreciate you for giving me this opportunity to have a seat at the table and to be heard. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Have a good evening and be safe.
Okay, you do the same. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you all so much for taking the time out of your schedule to tune into Meaningful Conversations. Again, I hope that you enjoyed this interview. I hope that you were able to learn some things and take it along on your journey. Well, there will be no interviews next week, but you can definitely look forward to us releasing our last three interviews for the month of November, which is going to be for the rest of 2022. Guys, I thank you all so much for always taking the time to be a guest, a listener. Whatever you do, I just want to let you all know I thank you. I truly appreciate it. Well, have a good evening. Enjoy your Friday and have an awesome weekend. I'll see you back in November. Bye-bye.